The hill.
The one who has me for his own is on the town and I'm alone. In his blue suit and his blue tie, he slammed the door with that goodbye. Tonight my eyes are jealous green, tonight I'm melancholy mean. He meets in secret rendezvous, some danger tell his troubles too.
The hill.
He'll promise her most anything, a sable coat, a diamond ring. But she'll find out when it's too late that all she'll get will be the gate. The while the dawn's a distant thing and his embrace, her heart will sing. Her dizzy head will spin with lies and all too soon a woman cries.
Damn.
The neon lights that flash below ignite my room with double glow. And in the gloom I hear a laugh, it's coming from his photograph. I wring my hands and walk the floor and swear to even up the score. Though a kitten cries tonight, a panther waits to claw and bite. I dare not play my radio. One more complaint and out I go. I'm sick of playing solitaire. The ace of spades is everywhere. There'll be no sleep for me tonight. The sheep I count are never white. They all turn out to be jet black. And who's the leader of the pack? Dawn, I know he'll stagger in, demanding coffee black as sin. As I take it from the tin, I'll slip a little powder in. He'll look at me and start to cry and cross his heart and hope to die. He'll mumble, I know how you feel, but I've been on a business deal.
Damn.
Then as the pot begins to perk, I know my plan will never work. And as he starts to drink it up, I'll grab his hand and break the cup. It's only jealousy, I know, that brought my thinking down so low. Why must I wait for him and grieve? Why don't I just pack up and leave? On the stair, I'll try to act like I don't care. Though in my heart the arithmetic tells me it takes two hills to clip. When a web of love and hate would blend is up to fate, I'll let him have his little fling. I'll be the chewing gum that clings to the heat. The heat.
Damn, she didn't do it.
So
she
good.
Didn't do it.
So good.
How the hell did I find that?
Oh, man, I'm so jealous.
That is fantastic. Did you listen to those lyrics? I mean, that is just, this is top-notch songwriting. This is genius.
Yeah.
And performing her voice is absolutely incredible. Man, what a great record.
I got goosebumps over here.
That was Kay Martin. She was a burlesque dancer. Kay Martin and her bodyguards.
I thought she needed bodyguards because she's
needed
a burlesque dancer.
Yes, and that was her band. And for some reason,
so
this
good.
Record happened to come out in Holland. I don't know why. This is a Dutch roulette pressing of... It's an EP, in fact. Kay Martin and her bodyguards on a Dutch roulette. The Heel. An absolutely
H-E-E-L.
Killer record. H-E-E-L.
Yeah.
I'm very happy, and I hope you are too.
I'm so happy.
And if you're not, somebody's going to poison you.
We've had a really great week. I know there's a lot of horrible things going on out there in the world, but we had a pretty good week, I should say.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, we got a box of records.
Exactly. I guess it's the weekend, because it started on Friday.
Yes, we had a good weekend.
We've been sending records over to my mom and my sister in Texas to kind of save on shipping costs, but also during the pandemic, shipping things overseas was a little difficult. So usually I would pick them up around Christmas time when I go to visit the family once a year, and to save shipping, really, because I empty luggage there and fill it full of records for the way back. But since I'm not visiting this year, for reasons, obviously, obvious.
Yep.
We got a huge box from my mom.
I wish it was a huge box.
It was big enough.
When you get a package of records and you think like, oh man, I even forgot what I bought and what's all this. And
Yeah, after then a year, I kind of forgotten. Yeah, I like the surprise.
I also forgot about this one. That was actually a problem because the right label is not on that record.
The next one I'm going to play is Alma Baylor with Slim Gallard Group. I'm like, I didn't buy this record. Wait a minute. The name of it, the song is Tell the Truth. But the label is wrong. It says, they say you're laughing at me.
Maybe that was from another one of... Because also, everything's correct. The label, records. Everything. But maybe they just did two pressings at a time and just swapped the labels.
Someone got drunk in the studio, yes. In the pressing plant. Mm-hmm.
So we accidentally start the set with the girls.
Yeah, we're going to do a few girl records. But it's kind of hard to choose what to play right now because we have so many new ones. So, But here we go.
Golly gosh, oh girls.
Crywolf is a legend, how a shepherd did lie. And oh, that little boy, what he did cry. He told all the people he'd be eaten alive. But the people didn't dig his jive. They shouted, tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil. A foolish boy, you're doomed to die. Oh yeah. Who was told by a star, don't tell lies, your nose will grow far. There's a heaven and a hell, but no in between. Remember, keep your little nose clean. She sang out, tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil. A foolish boy, you're doomed to die. Down that cherry tree, she sang out, tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Tell the truth and shame the devil. A foolish boy, you're doomed to die. Yeah, yeah, you shouldn't tell a naughty lie. Foolish boy, you're doomed to die. Oh, yeah.
They found him guilty of murder in the first degree. The judge said, take him to the penitentiary. Put him in the death cell there where he will stay until he waits for that last long and stay. Tomorrow is before that man must die. He cast his tear-dimmed eyes to the Lord in the sky. He cried, oh God, forgive me for what I've done. I killed my sweetheart, she was my only one. The priest walked in and he said, son, you've had your trial. Hold my hand as we walk that last long mile. He said, please, please, please give me a little more time before I have to face that God of mine. 1 hour later, they opened the death cell door. Found him beside his bed on the cold stone floor. No sign of how he had died in the small bare room. Just a light faint scent of his sweetheart's favorite perfume.
Da, da, da. That's also great.
Beautiful.
That girl's name is Linda Leigh, L-E-I-G-H. the scent. I wanted to look for this record. How do you write scent? S-C-E-N-T. I have to spell the entire record. yeah, that's on what the label?
Fragrance.
American International Records. A good record written by Johnny Burnett.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
It is very good. We have another girl waiting.
We
are pretty lucky.
She's a little cracked. She's cracked up.
She's cracked.
She's not all cracked up.
We didn't crack up when we saw this record. We got this in... it came even from Michigan or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it came from, but it was sent to my sister. My sister, this is the one record she did wrote me when she got it. She's like, this guy did not package this right. I'm like, which record
is
that?
He put that 45 in an LP sleeve, and that's all. He just put
it. It was sticking out or something like this. And then my sister sent me photos of how it looked. And I'm like, which record is it? And then she sent me a photo of like, I don't know, I forget which, like,
what it was. Some really, 80s pop record.
80s pop. I'm like, I did not order that, first of all, whatever that.
So I put it in a sleeve of some
80s. I was like, is there another record in there? And then she showed me, I'm like, is it okay?
And that was not a cheap record.
She looked at it and she said it was okay.
But it's all cracked.
It's cracked.
But not into the grooves. It's cracked in the center. It's all through the label from one end to the other.
Yeah.
But the crack ends where the groove starts. So
I wasn't lucky, even though this is the lucky label.
Lucky 11.
Lucky 11 label.
But that is a monster record.
Yeah. 15 Seconds, Roxy Williams. And what does it say? Buddy Ray and his Shamrocks from Flint, Michigan.
That's
it. It does play. It's
warped. It's cracked. And
it's cracked.
But man, if it hadn't been packed so bad, it would have been a record in good condition. It's totally dull. It's like
it was G plus when I bought it. So.
That's much better than G plus. But it's yeah.
Maybe it was cracked before. You just didn't mention it. That makes it a G plus.
Maybe.
But anyway.
But
I'm gonna play it.
Yeah, you're gonna play it.
I'm really excited about playing it.
And then I'm gonna interrupt this and I'm gonna have a story for you on another
story
label.
Time.
You are lucky to listen to us because we're going to play you two labels, one on the Lucky 11 label and then one on the Lucky label. I'm going to tell you more about it.
After this, stay tuned.
Listen, turn this up.
I'll give you 15 seconds to get across the floor and throw your arms around and say you love me more than ever you ever did before. Yeah, 15 seconds and I'm walking out the door. I'll give you 15 seconds to move across the floor and throw your arms around and holler more, my lemon. Love me all the time. Yeah, 15 seconds to say I'm gonna make you.
Isn't that great? It's not more than a G plus, but
I'm scared to touch it.
Yes, it's really fragile. But hey, what a killer.
Yes.
Roxy Williams.
I'm still happy to have it.
Yes, lucky, not happy.
Yeah, lucky and happy.
Lucky am I too. This is fascinating, and I always, I never was sure about it until just now. I was on this big thing called the internet, and you know, there are all those blog and, you know, research sites, and I found something about this. This is Bill Zeke Browning, a record I always was in love with. I'll Pay You Back on the Lucky label out of Ohio. Where is it? Hamilton? Cincinnati, Ohio. And I used to think, yeah, Bill Zeke Browning was probably Bill Browning, who did, you know, stuff on Starday and what was the other, Island. Also, there was 145 of his called Breaking Hearts. And the flip side of the record that I have here is also called Breaking Hearts. And I tell you what, it is now, I think, officially confirmed that Bill Browning and the Echo Valley Boys, who did several 45s, including one that's called Breaking Hearts, is a completely different guy in a completely different band, as is Bill Zeke Browning, Unlucky, who also had a record called Breaking Hearts. And the funny thing is, I found this on on this internet website, where I think a granddaughter of Zeke Browning sent a photograph of this one, Bill Zeke Browning, in front of a tour bus where it says the band name being the, what was this, the also some Valley Boys, the something Valley Boys, so also like the Echo Valley Boys. And for some reason, even more disturbing was that the bass player was disguised as a wolf, in a complete wolf costume. I have no idea why that was, but I was cracking up. And this is the very boring trivia about this record, but more important is, it's kind of crackly. It's not in the best condition, but I'm so happy to have it. Bill Zeke Browning, I'll Pay You Back. Listen to this wonderful guitar work. I think it's also Zeke Browning who plays guitar in this one. And it's got such a smooth and sweet sound. And, oh man, it's just good. Listen.
I thought you loved me, but now you've done me wrong. Cause every time I need you, you're always out and gone. Who do you think you're fooling? What do you take me to be? Well, honey, I ain't worried, cause I'll pay you back, you'll see. Just when I think you're changing and true love we have found, when I knock on the front door, I hear the back door slam. Who do you think you're fooling? What do you take me to be? Well, honey, I ain't worried, cause I'll pay you back, you'll see. That you love me after all you put me through, but honey, you can't love me and do the things you do. Who do you think you're fooling? What do you take me to be? Well, honey, I ain't worried, cause I'll pay you back, you'll see. I tried my best to change you, there's nothing left to do. Well, I just say goodbye now, cause baby, we are through. Who do you think you're fooling? What do you take me to be? Well, honey, I ain't worried, cause I'll pay you back, you'll see.
How can I lose these lonesome blues?
I wake up at dawn, it's Monday morn. The blues wake with me, they're hard to chase. That sun is rising beyond the horizon, but all I see is your face. While it's Tuesday night, I'm all alone, without a girl to call my own. I flew with love, I had to lose, and now I have to suffer from the lonesome blues. Oh, what's that song playing? The words seem to be saying, throw away that pride, it'll only hide the way you really feel inside. In our Wednesday and Thursday, they're just the same. A smile on my face with a heart full of pain. The thought of you and that smile disappears, and once again I'm blue, cause I know no one cares. Oh, blues, 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 they're with me all through the night. Blues, 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 the blues are so hard to find. And now the rest of my story is just the same. The weekend finds me crying your name with tearful eyes and all alone. My heart won't realize that you're not my own. How can I lose these lonesome blues? How can I lose these lonesome blues? How can I lose these lonesome blues? How can I lose these lonesome blues?
How can I lose these lonesome blues?
How could I lose them? That was
Ernie Maresca.
My record to
announce. I'm sorry.
Always jumping in when he's not on the Seville label.
It's a good,
yeah, Lonesome
label.
Blues. It's a really pretty label, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was.
What label shall we take today? Not the next one, because the next label is boring, but the record is an absolute. Where do I start? I mean, man, in this box that we got, there was so much great stuff, and the next one. I was very surprised. I felt so lucky when I saw that. Heard this on a Back from the Grave compilation, and I thought, man, this must be one of those $2,000 mega monster garage records. Something I had to learn the hard way is that there was so much stuff made in the 50s, and there were millions of mediocre records, but those that are really like true killer garage records, I had a feeling that all those that are actually really good are insanely expensive, like Alarm Clocks, Reason to Complain or something, like horribly expensive records that I would never own. And then all of a sudden, in some shop, I saw the Canadian Rogues' Keep in Touch. This came out twice on a different label. I was just trying to think about what the first label was in 66. I forgot that, but it came out again in 67 on the Palmer label. And I have a professional research tool here, there's a book called Teen Beat
research.
Mayhem. Yes. And this is something like a garage Bible, 45 discography almanac kind of thing, where there's tons of stuff listed, all 45s and bands and all nicely set up with good comments to it. And it features the Garage-O-Meter. You know, the Garage-O-Meter tells you pretty much how good that record is on a level from 1 to 10.
What being was this one? What was this one?
And that is actually, I don't often agree with the Garage-O-Meter because there are some records in there like, what was it? A record that I hate got a 7 out of 10 for, what was this? Oh, man. I just heard it. Dance Franny Dance by the Floyd Deckel Combo. A record that absolutely disgusts me. Gets a 7 out of 10. And this one here, the Canadian Rogues, who are apparently not Canadian, they're from Florida. They had Keep in Touch to mono my
furthest away you can get, well,
yes.
The same
yes.
piece of land.
But man, this thing is just an absolute. Probably one of my favorite garage records of all time, absolute monster, and it gets a 5 out of 10. Come on, seriously, listen to that. This is a straight 12. Monster, turn this up.
About it one more day. I'm going crazy. anyway. You put me down, now you're gone. But I don't care, cause I'm all alone. Said I'll look around, and now I found there's plenty of girls that I couldn't down. Said I'll dig my pig in, and when I do, I have my girl now played it cool. You're not much. Keep in touch. Yeah, little bit better.
They would have put an end to it.
Last night and
that record was stressing me out. Those drums.
It was Destiny. It was the label Destiny. Bobby Sharp, Last Night in the Moonlight.
I guess you heard that. That was the title of the song.
If you didn't get that, just in case. Yeah, it's a little out crazy. Just like me.
The drums reminded me of black leather jackets and motorcycle boots. Did I play that before? I'm not sure yet.
No, I think you did.
If I didn't, I'm going to dig that out. Yeah, and before that, the Canadian Rogues. Man, what a killer record. That was $35 or something, really cheap. One of the probably few garage records that I am able to ever own. So crazy. And completely dirt cheap is this one.
Cheap round.
There were Cash-alikes, there were Elvis-alikes, and of course there were also Coasters-alike. And one of my favorite Coasters-alike is the Emersons, Hungry. What was the singer? The Emersons with Sammy Lowe in his orchestra. This is great. It's like so obvious that they were trying to somehow get that Coaster sound, and also the singer is trying to really sound like Carl Gardner. Didn't quite work out, but I love it. That's pretty great. Listen to that. And they did a synthetic lightning thunder.
Man, that record struck my heart. That yeah. was a surprise record that when we were, got the package, I wasn't sure what's this. I don't remember it.
She and collects thunder and lightning records. Anything that contains thunder and lightning, she just I put it in the box. This thing came and we were immediately
in this
love.
Is one of my new favorite records, and this it is, was $2. It so is dirt cheap. You can't go wrong with that.
How could we not know this?
It makes me cry
and
a little bit.
It's on King, and it's such yeah. a wonderful.
This Leslie is York, Lightning Struck My Heart on the King label. It's so good.
Wonderful. And this is some. When did this happen to me?
The lyrics are so great.
Yes, yes. Also, I think on one of the first shows we did, we played Ernie Chaffin, Laughing and Joking, a song that I, for some reason, have never heard. It's you can get it anywhere in the world. And I was so in love with it when I heard it. Yeah. And I just wonder, where has it been for decades? I never heard that. So good. Yeah, that put us all in a good mood. Here's
Yay,
another song that
mood.
Puts us all in a good mood. Here's a classic. Also fits, I'm not really sure, where do I start? Oh yeah, by the way, I want to thank you. I want to thank half of you Americans for...
Yeah, that's why we're in a good mood.
Yes, that's why we're in a good mood. We told you we would play, from now on, we would only play Singing Christian Children if you vote for Donald Trump. Well, actually, half of you did, so
we
have to look for some Singing Children again. But yes, I don't expect too much from Biden, but I think at least there will be stagnation.
Stay positive.
Stagnation of the decline. So I stay
don't
positive.
Curse it before it happens.
Yes. What I'm going to do here is...
We're just dancing and happy that the orange man is gone.
Yes. And that's why Al Urban says, Al Urban agrees there's going to be better times.
Well, I don't remember too much of last night. No, I don't remember too much of last night. But I do know somebody's dog bite. But I don't worry, don't worry my mind. All I know there's gonna be better times. I woke up this morning and looked at the clock. I must have come in through the window, oh, the door's still locked. But I don't worry, don't worry my mind. All I know there's a gonna be better time. Bound. I crossed Big Texas, to Tennessee bound. Spent all of my money, can't get out of town. But I don't worry, don't worry my mind. All I know there's a gonna be better time. All I know there's a gonna be better time. I know there's a gonna be better time. Oh, I know there's a gonna be better time.
You're sweet.
I'm sweet.
So neat.
So neat.
From your head to your feet.
I taught you the wrong from the right.
You're the one
come on.
That could make
yeah.
my life complete. So what you gonna do tonight? Don't you want a little loving and a little bit of hugging beneath the stars so bright?
If I get a little kissing, see what I've been missing.
That's what we're gonna do tonight. Both of us
we
could make
yeah, we could.
This life complete. So what you gonna do tonight?
sweet as candy, I'd love to hold you tight.
So why, sweet Terry, if you're ready to marry,
this what we're gonna do tonight.
You're the one,
you're the one
I'd love to hold in my arms. But what you gonna do tonight? Oh, what you gonna do tonight?
Oh, hello. That's me.
That's you.
Yes, that was on Starday label. We're going to do a little Starday set. You have a Starday set up?
A tiny little Starday set.
Yeah. What you going to do tonight?
Perfect.
We're
going to
play
Starday
some Starday records. That's what we're going to do. From Peggy Upton and Danny Buck. That's a really cute one.
Yes.
Fiddly. And,
one day we played you a wonderful Sleepy Jeffers 45. And I got myself a copy too. That's the flip side of it because both sides are actually good. This is actually entitled The Davis Twins with Sleepy Jeffers. My Blackbirds or Bluebirds Now is, I think, the better side, but this is also pretty cool. And somehow I have a feeling, I think Sonny Fisher plays guitar on this. I don't know. Can anybody answer this to me? I have no idea, but it sounds like Sonny Fisher to me. It's totally hammered. It looks like it's been run over by a truck, but I don't care. I love it. Here it is.
Say you love me if you are not sincere. Don't whisper sweet things, don't hold my hand. Don't call me darling if you are just a friend. Pretending is a game, dear, that sweetheart shouldn't play. If you don't feel the same, dear, don't lead my heart astray.
Hit the town like a rock. Her pa was an electrician, and she was his very first shock. I worship the ground she crawled out of. I wish she'd crawl back again. If she's ever down by the river, I sure hope that she will drop in.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town on the go. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, what a crow.
One day she bought her a brand new dress. The dress she bought was so thin. When she asked me how I liked the dress, I answered her with a grin. Just wait till the sun shines, Nellie. Imagine just how she felt. The dress, it was strapless and backless. Then she discovered it was a belt.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town on the floor. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, what a crow.
nutty lady of Shady Lane has gone and left me behind. She ran away with a railroad man who fed the lady a line. And now when I hear the train whistle, and as it goes on down the track, it makes me feel blue and so worried. I'm afraid he's bringing her back.
The nutty lady of Shady Lane has the town on the go. The nutty lady of Shady Lane, me oh my oh what a crow.
You're the nutty lady.
Well, that's what
sing
I was
about
gonna,
you.
Wait a minute, Bearable. I was got to say something funny about that, but you just ruined it all. I was going to ask you if you're going to ever write a song about me. Because I always think about me if I ever become a grandmother, like, and not because I have kids. I'll become a grandmother.
How else do you become a grandmother?
Just an old lady, I guess. An old lady. I picture myself an old lady in a rocking chair, like, I don't know, feeding whiskey to the neighborhood kids or something. I don't know.
That's what you
I
would do.
I would be the crazy old lady, I'm sure.
Yes.
So maybe are you going to write a song about me?
You think that's about the future? That's actually present.
Yeah. That's, so where's my song? That was Homer and Jethro on RCA.
These guys
the nutty
were
lady
funny.
Is Shady Lane.
I like Homer and Jethro. They're really funny. Great.
Did you find what you're looking for?
I was fine. Yes, I still haven't found.
Oh, God.
I was just swapping the stylus, the styly of the record player, because I am playing my favorite Junior Parker 45. I think that's his first Duke release. I Wanna Ramble. That's his remake of Feeling Good. Feeling Good was on Sun, was great, but I Wanna Ramble on Duke is an absolute monster. And I found out that it sounds much better on a 78 stylus. What record was it that I did this before? If you play it on normal stylus, it has a real high-pitched hiss all over the record. It doesn't really sound good. So I put on a 78 stylus, and guess what? It's great. This is also one you gotta turn up loud. Monster. Little Junior Parker. That was the last record where he was still announced as Little Junior Parker and the Blue Flames. I guess after that he suddenly grew up and
his
he was
voice
then
dropped, maybe.
Junior Parker.
Really, really great. Listen to that.
You know, I came home this morning at 3:30. My baby started talking. Sweet talk to me. I said, look here, baby, let me tell you something. Yeah, I wanna ramble, I wanna ramble till the break of dawn. Well, I rambled last night, all the night before. I'm gonna get me some wine and ramble some more. I wanna ramble, I wanna ramble till the break of dawn. I came in the other night about dinner time. You had me lushing with rum, whiskey, and wine. But I told you, baby, just the other day, that we'd never make it unless you change your way. Now look here. I wanna ramble till the break of dawn. Around where I live, that you's a no good donkey, and you're trying to get me killed. But look here.
Sometimes I worry, sometimes I do. Sometimes I worry about you. It's the things you say and the things you do. Ah, maybe, baby, I'm just losing you. So that's why I worry. That's why I worry about you. Life's little voices tell me that you're going to go. They seem to say I'd be the last to know. That's why I worry the way I do. That's why I worry. Sometimes I worry, sometimes I do. Sometimes I worry about you. It's the things you say and the things you do. Maybe, baby, I'm just losing you. So that's why I worry the way I do. That's why I worry about you. Ah, yes, I worry about you. I worry about you. Gosh, I worry about you.
Gosh, I do worry about you, Bear Wolf.
You worry about me?
Yes.
Why?
Because the way you don't have your records organized.
I thought because I'm smoking and drinking coffee and
well,
things.
That's just normal. I've given up worrying about that part of you. That was Mike.
Hello. Hello, Mike.
And the Ramblers.
I'm talking into my mic is pretty loud. And this mic was also pretty loud.
Mike and the Ramblers. Worry. Yeah. And on Brick Label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that one. From Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama. What I have here is a record we also played before. Look, I'm making, I'm completing.
Because his copy finally showed up, so now he wants
yes,
to play it.
Yeah. No, it's also, we never turned it around until recently. We played you Rick Webster, Wig Wag. Kind of a really special sounding, great record on Spartan. Really low volume pressing for some reason. All of these Spartans we have.
And we actually, people don't maybe not know what Wig Wag was. We forgot to mention
yes,
this.
Yes, yes.
When we played Wig Wag, we forgot to mention what Wig Wag is.
I never knew what it was. And yeah, that's the, what you call it, the signal. At the railroad tracks.
Yeah, it's the in the U.S. Ding, I don't think ding, you have ding, this ding, here, ding, but they ding. Have like these things that
we
go back and forth with lights, and it goes ding, yes. ding, ding, ding.
We used
and
to have yes.
an arm comes down, exactly. a red and white arm things comes down, so you can't even pass the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
You can, but you shouldn't.
But Charlie won't be coming back because
he passed the tracks.
He passed it. Yeah, we had those things here too, of course.
Okay.
And the flip side of that is also fantastic. It's really haunting, very. Melancholic. I really loved it. Somehow I didn't bother turning it around until just today. And man, that's great. Rick Webster. What's it called? Misty City.
When clouds drift kind of easy and the moon hangs sort of low, I sometimes get to thinking of a place I used to know. a gray and misty city in the starlight on a hill when the night is hushed and still. From way back I hear voices in the streets I knew so well, and sometimes I see faces in the gloom of my hotel. They bring to me a picture of a kid without a care playing sidewalk solitaire. The jokes and the laughter, the songs so appealing, keep whispering back on the breeze. I'll always remember how happy the feeling to reach up and swing on the tree. It seems that I have wandered so much further than I planned. I don't do too much writing, but they always understand. In that gray and misty city, in the starlight on a hill, and I hope they always will.
What can I play after that record?
I got another slow one too.
Is it the slow one?
Yeah, it's really slow.
I'm really unhappy now.
I'm unhappy too because, yeah.
Let's play it. What is it?
It was might near six, as I remember, and the sun was just going down. And it wouldn't fit our form, man or beast, his arch for Lloyd rode into town. He was a mean hombre and his eyes were as black as sin. He had 26 notches on his gun, a 26 a day. He pulled rein in front of a bluebird saloon, and he rolled himself a smoke. He was as sure as a horse he was riding, his hands I never shook. And fixing his colts up upon his hips, he swung open the door. And standing by the bar drinking bourbon whiskey stood a man, a name of Clayton Moore. Two shots were heard and then another, who won, who won? I heard a man mutter, Claymore lady, his gun still smoking, not a thing was said. Not a word was spoken. And with his knife he notched his gun again. This time 27 notches, 27 dead men. And putting his guns back in his holster, Arch Floyd and the devil were just a little bit closer. Bad man, bad man, bad man. 27 notches, 27 dead men. Oh yes, he'd won, and there's not much more I can say. Or do you think he will come up Judgment Day? Bad man, bad man, bad man.
27 notches, 27 dead men.
Wow.
That was a very lovely.
That was a
slow
great
set.
That was. I had no idea what somebody could pick after that. The record that I played, and you picked the only record that was possible.
It was perfect. I was
fantastic.
Like, yeah, this is actually a surprise record too. I wasn't really sure what to expect when I got this. Ron Hatfield, Bad Man, on the Cinetone label, and the other side is also just as beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'll say that for another show.
Yes.
But yeah, that's really beautiful.
Wow. Yeah, was it one of those buys that you made by
I had no idea.
It was somewhere, it was cheap, and it's called Bad Man, whatever.
Exactly. And
it's
I
great.
Just like, I'll take that chance.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm glad I did.
I have to take a deep breath now, and I had no idea what to play now. And the first thing that fell into my hand was, I think in one of the last shows I said, oh man, Johnny Bond's version of All I Can Do Is Cry is really good. I'd like to have a copy. And you know what I did? I got myself one. And it's great.
Since after that set, all you do want to do is cry.
Yes. All I can do is cry after these two records. And let's do it. Let's cry all together.
Left my gal in Kansas City, left her crying in the rain, told her that I'd made my mind up, that I didn't want to see her again. What makes the night so lonely? What makes the night so long? I guess it's just because I'm a man that's done a good one.
Goodbye. Shine on, shine on in Denver. Oh, 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 shine.
goes to a day and then each day to a year. I wonder if he'll make it as the time keeps drawing near. My heart, it beats like a tom-tom in the still of the night. My teardom eyes are searching for the moon to show its light.
So at least we had some Indian theme today.
Yeah, so yeah, that was Indian Moon by Ginny Wright on the Faber label.
What was the other version by?
It's on its way.
Who was it? The somethings, the somebodies. There's a great version of that song from a...
We'll play it when it arrives.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, and this is a Ginny Wright version. So.
Yeah, I think it's original, is it?
Yeah, I think it's Faber. Original too.
I once tried to play you Suzanne, the artist who just has a first name, Suzanne and her band aides, you may never know. And I wanted, like Mike, and I wanted to play this for you on the Trump label. And it was totally warped. I couldn't play it. It came completely destroyed. And so since there is no more Trump, I got myself a copy on the second release it came out on. It came out on Liberty. And wasn't it also when Trump was failing at finding a cure against COVID-19?
With bleach.
Bleach. No, I think his project was called, I just had a funny thing to say and now I forgot it. Warp Speed. Operation Warp Speed. That was his program.
Was it really? And yours was Warp
Speed? Yes, and my record was warped. So both things failed completely. And it's good. No more Trump. Now here comes Suzanne on the Liberty label.
And after this, we're going to play the ending record.
Oh, yeah. We end the show.
Yeah, unfortunately. Farrell's making us stop once again.
We have a whole bunch of fantastic more records for the next show. Yes. So you better stay tuned.
And the last record, though, it was something that was in my sales box because I figured, okay, I played it once and that's enough on the show. It's the Crossfire label, Roy in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And when my friend Kazi came over to look through my sales box, we played this again. I'm like, wait, the other side's kind of good too. Bad, but good, and good enough to play this other side because it's called Looking Up.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing right now after Trump is
looking up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Out of the White House.
Let's make this a positive
this
show.
And there's a lot of bad things going on right now. The numbers are rising from Corona all over the world. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, hopefully things will start looking up sooner than later.
By the way, that's the record with the drum machine. Yeah. It is the bad and great.
The drum machine is named Georgia.
Yeah, I guess so. Or the so-and-sos or the Georgia. I don't know. Suzanne, you may never know. I play this for another reason. It's because Ginny Wright's voice was so high-pitched and the recording was like really, it was poking in your ear. The same happens in this Suzanne recording. It's like as soon as she starts to sing in, her voice is everywhere and the band is somewhere next door in another town. But it's an interesting record.
Golly Gosh OG.
Yes. Yeah, by the way, we didn't mention that. You did listen to Golly Gosh OG episode something.
Golly Gosh OG Girls.
Yes.
A lot of girls.
Actually, we did have quite a few girls in here. That
girl power. Woo!
Yeah. Okay. We say goodbye.
Ciao.
Next show is going to be fantastic. Believe us. Ciao.
You may never know that I love you or the tears that I shed for you. You think that I long for another wind, darling, I'm really true. You mock me when I'm kissing you, but I still love you though. Perhaps you'll never know, not know. There are no words to tell you what I feel in my heart for you. But what's the use of telling you when you treat me like you do? Maybe someday you'll realize and teardrops will flow.
Or could it be, or could it be that you may never know? And give a tender look beneath the moon. Oh, you can't know the great extent to which my love goes. Maybe you'll know before eternity, or maybe you'll never know.
I'm sorry, this was distorted as hell. Sorry, goodbye.
On the sidelines of life and vitality, looking up. Standing on the short side of progress and equality, looking up. Standing in the conflict of fact and generality, looking up. Standing with my hope, pride and formality, looking up. Looking up, looking up, cause I'm down so low. I can't look down, there's no place to go. I'm looking up. Looking up to the sky so bright, to that happy day when the world is right. I'm looking up. I'm standing in the road facing partiality, looking up. Standing on the principles of faith and cordiality, looking up. Standing on the rights of voting and plurality, looking up. Standing on the concept of social hospitality, looking up. Looking up, cause I'm down so low. I can't look down, cause there's no place to go. I'm looking up. Looking up to the sky so bright, to that happy day when the world is right. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm looking up. I'm looking up.
I still can't tell if this is an awesome or an awful record, but you can buy that, by the way.
I think it goes back to the sales box.
Yes, if
it was
you want it
for today's show. But
yes, call us if you want a copy. Goodbye.